Today my guest will be Jimmy Kilroe, one of the best-known officials connected with the sport of kings. So quite naturally, I'm going to ask Jimmy Kilroe questions that deal with thoroughbred racing. I'll begin right after this important message. Mr. Kilroe, I'd like to find out how a racing official goes about ensuring that each and every race is run as honestly as possibly can be.
Well, we have a very thorough policing operation here, Jackie. The TRPB has operatives who are checking the background of any questionable incident, and we have a very complete rundown on the people who are licensed to engage in racing, owners, trainers, jockeys.
Mm-hmm. You gave some initials now, would you?
That's the Thoroughbred Racing Protective Bureau.
Mm-hmm. What if you find that a horse has been given a stimulant? Is there any way that the second place bettor can be protected, or is he lost for this one time and the future takes care of whatever happened on that particular day?
I'm afraid that's the way it has to be, Jackie. We once a race has been made official, the money that was wagered on that race has to be transferred to the new owners, really. And pretty hard to get it back from them.
Now, let me find out about jockeys themselves. I'd like to first of all, have there ever been any outstanding Negro jockeys?
Oh, very outstanding riders. Isaac Murphy is one of the great names in Kentucky Derby history.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about in the New York area? Have we had any Negro jockeys in the New York area?
Not in recent years, Jackie. We used to have quite a few steeplechase riders who were Negro boys, but then quite a few of them came up from Carolina where the jumping horses were trained and just stayed with the horses.
I see quite frequently Negroes out with the training the horse that goes just before the race. They have the lead ponies. Mm-hmm. Now, you see quite a few Negroes, so which leaves me with the impression that there are great numbers of Negroes associated with different stables. I would imagine there are a number of them that would like to become jockeys. Any reason why today there are no Negro jockeys around?
Jackie, one reason that occurs to me is I think the size of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see many boys even galloping horses who look like they could get down to riding weight. And, of course, our American youth is getting bigger all the time, which makes it harder to get any riders.
Mm. Does this pose a serious problem for the future to you as a racing secretary?
Well, I think we must look to the time when we might have to raise our standard of weights to let more boys do it.
Mm-hmm. I want to say that it's been most interesting, and we appreciate your taking the time covering and say hello to our sports audience.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.